All right, great. I'm here with Jake Williams. And Jake, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to chat with me for a few minutes on the phone. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
So I like to, periodically grab names from the list of folks for whom we have funded deals recently and reach out and talk with them like this. We certainly don't do it for every client we fund a deal for, but when my schedule permits, I like to do calls like this. And you came up, Jake, so I'm the lucky guy who gets to talk to you, and you're the lucky guy who just cashed a nice big check. And I know that you did that by using our no-fee funding program. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the other thing that I thought was interesting here in my notes is that the time that lapsed from when you got on board with the program and when we funded the deal was actually less than 30 days. So that was quick.
Well, I tell you, I was I'm new to this, and I guess I didn't quite do my homework, and I didn't have a title company, and so when I signed this guy up who had the vacant house, I was unaware that you had to bring money to the table. I thought the ultimate buyer could bring his money and fund the whole thing, but that's not the case in Tennessee. So I had to find some transactional funding, and I think I was on some, webinar or something, and I think that it was through Kent Clothier or where I, you know, so I needed the transactional funding ASAP.
So it was serendipitous, I guess. You needed the money, we have it, and the rest is history. And I'm real glad that we were able to get into your bailiwick to become part of your power team and help make the deal happen. It looks to me like, based on our records, you made $9,941.10.
Yeah, the gross profit was $13,000. So I guess the double closing, I suppose, was maybe I ended up paying closing for both ends, and I negotiated a pretty good price on the buy side, but I kind of choked on that, and so I should have only paid, I think, half the closing. But anyway, yeah, I'll take $10,000.
Yeah, sure beats a sharp stick in the eye, and there's a great lesson in it, as I'm seeing it, that in the future, I bet you'll be more diligent about negotiating those closing costs, because when you've got two closings, you certainly have two sets of closing costs, and whatever you don't successfully negotiate away comes out of your profit. And if there's one guy who really gets that, it's you.
Right.
So you mentioned the deal was in Tennessee, and it was a relatively inexpensive house. It looks like you paid about $23,000 for it and ended up making a nice profit. What was the after repair value on it?
$75,000 to $80,000.
There you go. So nice margin. And was it a bank-owned property, or was it owned by a private seller?
Private seller.
Gotcha. Well, good. Well, is there anything notable about the deal? Anything that you think would be worth sharing?
Just the fact, I guess, as I'm working this vacant house list, it's amazing how many. This house was vacant for about 5 years, and I think what the people that end up contacting you, they tend to be older, and it's usually some sort of life event, some medical issue that gets them to thinking, I got to get rid of this property that I've been sitting around on for a while. And I've run into that quite a few in other areas. They've got an apartment complex under contract right now. And I just got a verbal with a seller, I'm in it for $290,000, and I got a price of $310,000. So I'm trying to put this whole thing together.
Well, it sounds like you're doing the right things, and it sounds like You've got plenty of confidence, and I bet that's partly a result of knowing you've got funding standing behind you when you're ready. You know, it's funny, we have customers who we fund deals for, and they'll say, gee, you know, it sounded great, but until you actually funded a deal for me, I felt like maybe it wouldn't work or whatever. And so, you know, I think some folks, they just operate with a level of skepticism, and until they see the funding come through for them and actually make them a profit, you know, they remain moderately skeptical. And there's not a darn thing I can do to change that other than, I guess, you know, well, share stories like this.
Well, that's kind of a bogus, and those are people that aren't serious, because what you do is just huge. It's huge as far as having that, knowing that if I have a deal, and I feel, and the thing is, the better the deal is. I mean, you might if you're doing it going to have a profit of $20,000-$30,000. You might not want to do an assignment, and you're going to need some transactional funding. So it's absolutely huge. And I tell you, this apartment complex I signed up about a month ago, the proof of funds letter was critical, was key.
Yep, and I'm sure you're aware of it, and maybe I've even done it for you. I don't track it necessarily, but again, I'm sure you're aware that if the seller wants to see a bank statement, I'll send it right along and back you up with that, and I do it every day. In fact, literally right before I got on this call, I sent out a couple of bank statements on behalf of clients.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of nice to have all that in your hip pocket and the confidence that comes from that. And I guess I agree that if you're thinking that, you know, this isn't real, then you're probably not serious, because this is huge. Absolutely huge, as Jake has aptly pointed out.
If I was, if I didn't know what the hell I was going to do. I mean, I was thinking, okay, I've got to find $22,000 because I was really uncomfortable trying to go and do an assignment on this with a $13,000 profit, so it just worked out great. So it's a huge advantage. And you spoke to a big benefit, and that's the confidence it gives you when you're going out there.
Yep. And how was your experience working with my team through the deal?
Excellent. I was a little, I think what I did when I was negotiating the closing costs, I was told initially that the buyer would have to have his funds in escrow 3 days before the estimated close of escrow, and I thought that was going to throw some.
That's not our requirement. Not 3 days.
Okay, that's what it was. It was 48 or 72 hours, I believe I was told.
No, that's not our requirement. That may have been the title companies. Shoot, we wire. Hear me out. We funded a deal yesterday where the funds hit the closing agent's account at 10 o'clock. They confirmed the wire arrived, and the minute we had confirmation that wire arrived, we wired our money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that is not our requirement by any means. That sounds like maybe something going on with your title agent or. You know, I don't know what, but we just need confirmation the money's there, and the minute we have it, we're ready to go.
Well, I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but I believe that's what I was told. But then I spoke with Julia, and she said, "Well, no. As long as the money's there, day of closing, you're fine." So
exactly. And Julia, by the way, for anyone who's listening, is on my team. In fact, I can hear her through my door. She's in the next office. So, yeah, as long as it's there, we're good to go. But, you know, it's funny. Some closing agents, they have their own, you know, set of rules that they want to follow. And then, you know, there's some funky stuff in California that we deal with every day as far as you know, recording a recorded deed and things like that. So that sounds, and we, by the way, we fund all sorts of deals in Tennessee. And I don't think I've ever heard that before. So it's probably just your local title agent,
right.
You know, being a stick in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It is what it is. And maybe what you do is on the next deal, you dig into that a little bit when the timing's right during the process, and you'll figure out what happened and why it happened and how to avoid that in the future. I mean, it isn't a problem unless you've got a finicky buyer. And we've had
right. That
where, you know, the buyer gets a little funny about wiring funds before the seller even has title to the property. And what they forget is that, or what they're not aware of, is that when their money's in escrow, it's not going anywhere other than back to them unless the deal happens. So,
right. You
know, the more sometimes I see inexperienced C buyers, they get a little ornery about it. But, you know, the ones that know what they're doing and that have bought a lot of properties, they get it.
Right.
So obviously literally. Your buyer was not one of those inexperienced ornery buyers, because if the title agent required those funds to be in hand 3 days prior, he was, or she was very, workable. But obviously, that was in large part a result of how cheap they bought the house.
Yeah. I mean, I went back to Julia, and then once I spoke with Julia, then I went back to them and said, no, you just need to have your money in day of. In fact, I think I tried to have them get their money in the day before, but it was there. It they wanted the house, and they were experienced enough to know that the title company is not going to run off with their cash.
Right. So that, you know, you just really hit an important point. They wanted the house, and what the difference between the buyer really wanting the house and not wanting it so much can have a lot to do with how the deal goes, and or whether it goes at all. And so the real lesson in that is buy it cheap, sell it cheap, and your C buyer not only won't walk away, but won't worry about, you know, any sort of hiccups or anything, because they want that house, as you've said it.
Yeah, in fact, I told the guy that once we did the deal, I said, well, I'm going to continue to market the property. I'm going to have a sign out front, and I'm going to have ads out on the Internet. And he didn't like that at all. I said, well, look, you know, deal's not closed, and this is how I – you know, get additional buyers for other houses that I might have in the future. But he was really, he didn't want anybody stepping in and taking the deal away, but I assured him that wouldn't happen. But, they definitely wanted it.
Good for you. Good for you. All right, well, thank you very much again, Jake, for your time, and I'm thrilled for you. I'm glad you pocketed a nice wad of cash, and I'm also pleased to hear you've got another deal right on the heels of this one. And if it's going to need our funding, we'll be there for you. We've got your back, and we look forward to funding many, many more deals for you.
Well, I appreciate the service and everything, and everyone at the company, especially Julia, was fantastic. And you basically made this deal possible, so I appreciate that.
Good stuff. All right. Well, that made my day. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Cameron.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.